The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
What do you make of the government's almost certain decision now to bring us to level 5 for 6 weeks? 0874100102 gives you your chance to have the last word. Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner. What's going on? Because up until an hour ago, I think everyone was thinking level 4, level 4 plus. Why is it suddenly level 5?
My understanding is that they're going to be calling it officially level 5, but it will essentially be a level 4 plus, because there are a number of exemptions that, according to the government's roadmap, will be in place. So my understanding is that this matter is literally only being briefed to government advisors, etc., as we speak. So my understanding is that there will be a review of this 6 week, or the review of the level 5 after 4 weeks. There will be a ban on evictions, because they basically feel that it's not workable to have people at risk of being evicted from their homes while you're essentially in a lockdown position. There will be the social bubble construct idea to make sure that elderly and vulnerable people can still, I suppose, live their lives to a certain degree. My understanding is that construction and manufacturing workers will be able to continue. That's a key difference, I suppose, to the original lockdown, where construction work stopped and manufacturing, other than essential manufacturing, stopped. They will, my understanding is, will be allowed to continue, and obviously meat plants, etc., will be included in that. So that's a significant development. The schools are to remain open. Elite sports are to remain, but behind closed doors. So that's your GAA, that's your elite soccer, elite rugby, and also horse racing, but behind closed doors.
Sorry, as was in the level 5 as announced a couple of, yes, how long ago it was now at this stage. So an awful lot, and the schools were to remain open under the level 5, under the original level 1 to 5 system that had been announced. So that is level 5, really, isn't it, without exemptions?
By and large, but the other thing is that it looks like there will be a 5 kilometre restriction to movement around your home. So if you're not an essential worker, deemed not to be an essential worker, you will therefore have to work from home and keep within a 5 kilometre radius of your home to exercise, etc. That obviously, the nationwide ban on house visits will remain in place, and there will be, while understanding there's nothing today about fines, the graduated fines, my understanding is that process, or that scheme of giving the Gardaí more powers to fine people if they break the rules, will come down the line, whether in the next few days or in the next week or so. But Matt, like, the cabinet were only meeting at 4 o'clock, and this is the detail that we're already bringing to you now. So there's going to be plenty kind of pouring over the ins and outs of all of this in the coming few hours. But it's very clear, you know, the government have made, you know, after 3 or 4 days of deliberations, and my understanding quite tense and quite robust negotiations behind closed doors, have come to the decision that it's easier and probably safer to go to a level 5, call it level 5, to keep it clean and keep it clear, rather than kind of trying to confuse people again with saying it's level 4.5 or level 4.6. But I mean, this is a dramatic move by the government without question.
You say negotiations between who? Between the government parties or between the government and NPHET?
I think both, Matt. I think there was strong pushback from government to NPHET, because I think the scars of the battle 2 weeks ago remain, in terms of that the government ministers were wanting clear evidence as to why you would recommend moving to a level 5. What's the benefit of moving to such a level, given the, I suppose, the cost economically and socially for doing that? But I also have literally being texted as we speak, you know, from a couple of ministers to say that there was a pushback between the parties as to what should be going. With Fine Gael, I'm told, pushing a more pro-business line than others, the Greens. My understanding, we're saying let's follow the advice, and certainly my understanding is that Micheál Martin as Taoiseach was very clear that the NPHET advice and Tony Holland's advice should be followed as much as possible.
Okay, just stay there with us, Daniel. I want to start reading comments from listeners coming in. Bringing the country to level 5 is a joke. I've done everything the government has asked since March, and now here we are again. Another one says, I feel as an island country should have locked down completely, no in or out. The North should be allowed to work with us on this one. We had a chance to cap this and put proper restrictions on entry, but of course the government messed up again, says Elaine in Kilcullen. Another one says, can people please do what they're supposed to do? So many examples of people have been so bloody selfish. Another one, great decision, removes uncertainty, but will idiots adhere to it? I doubt it. That is going to be a major issue, Daniel McConnell, isn't it? Because if this is unpopular in a way that the lockdown in March was accepted by the people, then what punishments are there likely to be for people who deliberately decide not to obey these restrictions?
Well, this is the whole issue of the graduated fines, Matt. I think, you know, that there is a realization that, I suppose, public buy into this is waning and is certainly under strain. So they need to essentially use more of the stick than the carrot. But they've been slow. I think, you know, they got their fingers burnt when there was that proposal from Steve and Donny to essentially give Gardaí the power to go in and check people's homes and stuff like that. I think there was constitutional concerns around that. So they've been slow enough to go back down that route ever since. But I think what is clear is that this graduated fines process, that if you're found to be in breach of, like, say, the rule of leaving your county, if you're found to be in breach of that, you'll be fined. If you're found now, if you're leaving the 5 kilometre radius of your home and you're in blatant breach of the rules and regulations then, and in terms of socially distancing and the wearing of masks, etc., like that, you could find yourself on the wrong end of a fine as well. But I think, you know, some people within the political system also have been arguing that more was needed, that stronger Gardaí powers were needed. But as I said, my understanding is that Helen McEntee wasn't bringing a specific memo to Cabinet today in relation to that. That may come down the line. But ultimately, the argument for government 2 weeks ago when they rejected NEFSA's advice was, lads, we've got one more chance to avoid going to a lockdown. It's clear that hasn't worked. As Simon Harris said on TV yesterday, level three didn't work. So therefore, little or no option was left but to increase the restriction levels and move the country back to a near lockdown situation.
Okay, listener says, I'm a driving instructor. Am I an essential worker? Will tests continue? We'd be the last to know. Another one, I'm working in a furniture store and they're saying we're essential. What's your view on that? Another one, more than teachers work in schools. I'm an SNA. I'm terrified for the students I work with and for myself. An SNA was told they weren't in close contact with the child they were working with. How can that be, says Lynn. Yeah, the schools. We will be discussing this after 5 o'clock. But this is going to be a major issue, isn't it? How the teachers' unions, how they are likely to regard being told you're essential workers and you have to go to work if the majority of other workers have been told stay at home.
Yeah, the government has set an awful lot of stock, Matt, in getting the schools back open at the start of September and keeping them open. My understanding is that priority remains, that they will try and keep the schools open at all costs. However, what you've seen is a lot of, I won't say sabre rattling, but you've seen a lot of agitation from the teachers' union side expressing that very concern, is that if you're shutting the rest of the country down, how is it safe for our members to go into a classroom with 30-odd children and not be at risk? So it'll be very interesting to see what the government has to say in relation to that and how they overcome that. But, you know, whatever about locking the country down to a certain degree and keeping the schools open, I think, you know, there would be a huge desire from parents and from the whole country at large to try and ensure that happens. But obviously people are concerned and conscious of the fact that teachers need to have a safe working environment. No one really would want any teacher to be at an unnecessary risk. But I suppose the argument that has come from government repeatedly and from the health experts is that, you know, children of a young age are not seen as spreaders of the disease or recipients of the disease. So therefore, they're seen as a lower risk category. But again, you know, the unions may have a different view in relation to that when
There's so much to get through, Daniel. I know you're only working on partial information at the moment. Yeah. One listener here says,
Matt, I'll just bring, again, just as I have it here, it looks like that 5 kilometre travel restriction will actually be a penal provision and fines will actually apply to those who breach that rule. So that's a step up from where we were previously. So that 5 kilometre restriction will be a penal provision and actually carry that criminal charge of a fine.
If you are discovered to have gone more than 5 kilometres from your home. Okay, a listener here, we've been asked to quit our house on the 5th of December. Owner wants it for their son. Where will we stand as it'll be outside the 6 weeks? Well, there is going to be some provision, isn't there, in relation to banning of evictions?
That's been very clear, and that was sort of emerging overnight, that the government would be, I suppose, they've listened to the concerns around evictions, and there'll be a kind of a new ban, or essentially a reinstating of the ban that was there at the start of the pandemic. It looks like that primary legislation will be needed for that, but I suppose what we did know, that even though the legislation was in place, a number of evictions did take place. I think there were a number of 374 evictions took place over that summer period. So again, it comes back to that level of enforcement, whether or not landlords are willing to, I suppose, risk running foul of the law, or whether or not they take their chances and say, listen, once their people are out, they're out.
Okay, Daniel, there is differences from the last lockdown. Construction will continue, though there is one listener who says, I'm a self-employed tiler. What bracket do I fall into? I suppose, will people be able to go and do jobs in other people's homes if they're electricians or carpenters or tilers or whatever? It would look like possibly not. But if they're working on the construction of an apartment block or a new house or an office block, it would seem that they will be continuing to work, does it?
Yeah, this is, again, this is one of the confusing matters, because on radio on Friday, you had Leo Varadkar saying contractors could not go into people's homes, and Simon Harris said they could go into people's homes. That was at level, that was at level three into level four. What happens at level five remains to be seen. I would understand, I would ultimately conclude that, you know, based on what I'm hearing, they're not deemed to be essential workers, so therefore they should not be going into people's homes, and therefore, you know, unfortunately those people could very well find themselves, you know, kind of out of work. I'm also hearing, Matt, just as we're speaking again, it looks like there will be no return to the top level of the VUP. Obviously, that was a key element of the government's lockdown at the start. You know, it was a way of bringing, you know, of creating social solidarity. My understanding is, as I understand it, there is no provision to run
because
back
the estimate is that you could have between 100,000 and 150,000 people laid off again because of going to a level five, so they would get less PUP than people did earlier in the year.
Yes, my understanding is that the top rate of the €300, which is the top rate at the moment, is the one that will that's the one that will stay in place. There is no, my understanding, there is no move to bring back the €350 PUP, because ultimately it's not about getting to Christmas, it's about getting into the new year and what happens if there's another lockdown post the new year. So that's where we're at the moment.
Okay, listener, am I able to travel outside the 5 kilometres to meet my children? I'm divorced. I need to be able to travel and collect my children. I'm sure there must be some exemptions are going to be put in place in a situation like that.
My understanding is that would be under the compassionate grounds, or that's one of the exemptions that would apply there, yeah.
Daniel, what about the off licences? Are they going to be shut early or shut entirely?
There certainly was a lot of discussion, Matt, earlier on about restricting the hours of off-licence as opposed to around limiting the hours of off-licence. Again, there has been some calls to shut them all together, but that they've been strongly resisted. Now, I don't know if that's just the power of the lobby, you know, at play, but there has been a strong resistance to shutting them down altogether. My understanding is that they could very well be limited. I know a lot of off-licence in my own local area, Matt, are shutting earlier at like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock at night. They could even be curtailed even further. But again, that's one of the details we'll clarify. But certainly, it definitely was one of the issues that we were being flagged with earlier on. So I think it's very likely.
Daniel McConnell, political editor of the Irish Examiner, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.